The Oracle is back!
Curate topics, investment education, economic update, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension update, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on Radio with Abayomi Obabalujo, empowering you for wealth.
Welcome once again to another exciting moment of investment education, information, equity analysis, economic analysis. On this platform, I'm Abayomi Obabalujo. Join me in welcoming First Malam Garba Kurfi, is the Managing Director, APT Securities and Funds Limited. And also Haruna Kebira, the Managing Director of Global View Capital Limited, also trading license holder of the NGX. You are welcome. We move straight to business because we've got a lot to do today. The first one, Malam, is a follow-up on the Seplat thing you were talking about. Yes. You seem to be right in your position. According to latest information at the market arena, if this is Nigeria, anything can still happen subsequently. It is said that the sale and purchase agreement, SPA, earlier announced on the 25th of February 2022, this with the acquisition of the entire share capital of MPNU's shareholders. Then Mobile Development Nigeria Incorporation and Mobile Exploration Nigeria Incorporation, being entities of ExxonMobil Corporation registered in Delaware. MPNU is not a party to the SPA and continues to hold its interests, rights, and obligations under the NNPC/MPNU JOA. The information also says that SPA, that is the sale and purchase agreement between ExxonMobil and Seplat Energy, has not been terminated, as the SPA remains valid and subsisting. Malam, what is the grammar all about?
Well, I said it earlier. I'm not surprised for NNPC saying what they were saying, but this is not the first time. We have seen it, not first, not second times, that most of the time we get these rumors, but they just try to delay the issue or to give opportunity for a serious investor to take position, because Seplat was trading above 1,000. The moment this issue arises, it come down. So it give you opportunity to take position. I do not envisage somebody who already controls 60% to ask for more. To do what? And what they are selling to Nigerians. Seplat is a Nigerians.
Mala, yes. Haruna, what are they really saying?
No, I think what I come to understand is that the ExxonMobil in Delaware has shares in Mobil Producing Nigeria or Limited.
Okay.
And the SPA is between ExxonMobil and Seplat. Then the joint operating agreement is between Mobil Producing Nigeria Unlimited and NNPC. That the sales and possession agreement does not compromise or undermine the agreement that is between NNPC and MPNU. It's just like what happened between MTN Africa and MTN Nigeria. For the fact that MTN Africa sold is part of share of MTN Nigeria does not jeopardize the arrangement that MTN Nigeria has with another party. So I don't believe that, you know, last time we did understand it like this. What they are saying, that ExxonMobil is not part of the JOA, and Mobil Producing Nigeria Limited is not part of the sales and purchase agreement. They are two different things. That the position, even when Seplat has taken over the Mobil Producing Nigeria unit, the arrangement between Mobil Producing Nigeria Unlimited and NAPC still exists.
So in other words, there is no risk.
There's no risk.
In fact, if someone has money, one can go and buy more of Seplat.
There is no doubt over it. You see, the most interesting thing is the price they arrive at. Today, the crude oil is trading over 130. But these guys struck their deal when the crude oil was ranging around 70. So already they double.
And but crude oil price is not going to remain up forever.
That is why they take the right price. They did it at $70. $70 is a good price anytime, any day.
Okay, now one thing we've been able to bring out. No issues with the transaction between Seplat and NNPC. no risk. For those of you who has got the money to invest in Seplat, I pray that maybe one day Malam will loan me money to buy some art.
That is imagine.
Led Africa to raise additional capital via equity. At the meeting of the board of directors of Led Africa PLC, held on Tuesday, March 8th, 2022, the following resolutions were considered and duly passed. We can only take one. If you want the rest, go to stocksng.com, stocksng.com. All these things are actually there. You can take your time to read. But the one we can accommodate here is that some of the resolutions that the board proposes for the approval of the company's shareholders, authorizing the company to raise additional equity capital via rights issuance or other means upon such terms and conditions as the board may deem fit. Aaron, I put it to you, we don't know details such as the right price and then
the ratio
and when precisely this right will open, right? And then, but will you advise those who are not existing investors in this right?
I will do that.
To begin to take position as such they can part, that they will be able to participate.
Yes, I will do that.
Why?
Because if you look at the quarter four performance of Learn Africa, that expressive growth from 80 kobo to 38 kobo representing 140% growth. And the price is now 198, P ratio of 5.2 times, any seed of 19. I will recommend it because that is just their performance. By the time the news, the information as regard issue begin to hit the stock, believe you me, we might not be seeing it at 198.
Malam, you are an accountant. We have been, me and you, or you and me, we've been long in this market. We know some of the tricks that quoted companies do play, that particularly when they know that they are coming to the market to seek additional funding from their shareholders, nobody will bring poor results to the market. So,
well, you see the truth of the matter, if I am the shareholder of Learn Africa, I will only give them one resolution. Go and raise your equity through right, no more. Because Learn Africa is grossly undervalued despite the rising. And therefore, to think other means, which other means? To offer it to the public? No. Give us our right. Take your right. If you don't have money to take your right, sell your right. But don't allow them to go other means. Because other means that they can come to the public offer. And therefore, the existing shareholder have lost. So to me, the best advice for Learn Africa to come through right. Whatever they want to raise, let them raise it. Despite the rising, is still grossly undervalued.
Malam, this equity since 24th of February has not made any appreciation. On 25th, it was down 1.9%, flat on 28th, lost 10% maximum on 1st of March, then lost 6.8% on 2nd of March, lost 9.6% on 3rd of March, flat on 4th of March, on 8th of March, stagnant, on 10th of March, stagnant, on 11th. Is it because the right is coming up or what?
No.
Is it that it is no longer attractive to the market? And then looking at their year-to-date performance, I can see here 69.2%. But it's like people are taking profit. And as a matter of fact, looking at the indicators on the daily chart, this equity is actually coming down, which suggests that most likely, if what I'm saying here should be followed by tomorrow opening, this equity still stands to lose.
No, let me tell you, two things are working. Either there is some insider who know the qualification date. Because the qualification date is first what makes the rising. So that people try to possess position to qualify for the qualification date. When the qualification date is earmarked and set out, every other transaction outside the qualification date doesn't qualify you to. So why pursuing it? That is one. Two, they might have known the price. And since they might have known the price, they find that the range of the price that will make them better off to take it in the market is over, and therefore there is no need to do. Third, it's not much liquid. So let them come with the right so that we have more volumes.
So now, Aruna, what is the risk that I stand peradventure? I go to invest as fresh investment in this company, and they now come to say I'm not qualified for right. I know that there might be opportunity for me to take off from those who might not be picking up their rights. But what is the risk you think I carry? Should this equity now come and now say the qualification date is December 31st, 2021, such that if I go to buy now, I will not be getting
no, I think it still have to do with investment, because if you look at this stock, you know, when this result was released, it's coming from around 1.60 kobo, and it went over 2 naira. The performance, as far as I'm concerned, I think is still worthy for you to even participate in it, not minding the right issue that is coming.
Right.
So it's a factor for you.
But you know that if I'm not now qualified for the right, and then the right now comes at the current price as at now, as at last Friday, was 1.98 kobo. Let us now assume, madam, that the right, we are just saying for the sake of argument, the right is now being introduced to the market at about 1.20 kobo. 1.25 kobo. You know, those that will be picking the right will have advantage over me.
No. You see, the rules of the exchange have changed. No technical suspension.
Yeah.
If you are 1.98 kobo, you put your right 1.20 kobo, people will start selling to take their right, and the price will crash. So therefore, all I advise you that sell. It will crash. I want it to go bottom. Take it.
Okay.
And in more cases, I think they, even when they are given a discount, vis-a-vis what is trading on the market, may not be as far as 198 to 120.
They said, we have overstayed there. And I need to do this analysis. It is the third quarter result of Access
Can't
Bank.
Can they give us 5 minutes?
If that is the only thing that I will say to them, we will need to work on this. The third quarter, you know why I'm bringing this one out? If you look at GTCO, their turnover for the audited report was 447 billion, UBA 658 billion, Zenith 765 billion. That has been their turnover for the year end. Whereas third quarter of Access was 693 billion. At third quarter in turnover, Malam, Access is better, or let me say was better than the audited of UBA, was better than the audited of GTCO. I come to profit after tax. GTCO was 174 billion. UBA was 118 billion. Zenith was 244.5 billion at year end. That is the bottom line profit after tax. Whereas at third quarter, not audited, Access was 121.9 at third quarter, suggesting that at third quarter, Access was already better than the audited report of UBA, was almost matching up with the audited profit after tax of that of GTCO. There is not much time to talk. The race in the banking industry now substantially should be between Access and Zenith. Others kill behind.
For me, it's Access versus nobody. Because I'm not surprised if by the end of the year I see the turnover of Access hit 1 trillion. And don't forget, Access is no longer Access Nigeria. It's Access Africa. And that is the beauty of diversifying. And the beauty of it that every other country that is good, they can take part of it. And therefore, if you are looking for the bank for the future, Access Bank must be one of the banks that in your portfolio, or else you will regret in the next few years. This was the stock that was trading 1 naira, 2 naira, 3 naira. We all know it. Even after merger with Diamond Bank, Access was trading less than 4 naira.
And when they were going to this merger, people were skeptical.
Look, I'm telling you, this is the bank that have carved their strategies, and the future is the delight
Aruna,
of this stock.
Is that time out?
Access is just behind Zenith Bank with 72 billion, which is about 10.4% from their quarter three, which they can actually do at the end of the day. And by the time they have at par with Zenith, then it just means that the price of 10.50 kobo have to go and meet up with Zenith Bank price of over 29.
Ha! Anyway, we'll continue from there by the grace of God. I want to say a very big thank you to Malam Garba Kurfi. I want to say a very big thank you to Aruna. Please call them. That is the way, the best way to make the best of this market. I remain yours sincerely in wealth creation, accumulation, and preservation. Abayomi of Babalu. God bless you. Enjoy the rest of your week.